You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Plus, the Boomer and I are going to be doing a Boomer and Carton college tour.
Nice.
That'll start at Rutgers.
Very cool.
Not sure exactly what we're doing there yet. What happened?
When will this be?
It'll be
summer?
Starting in the fall.
When is that happening?
In the fall.
In the fall.
Well, because Boomer's got plenty of time
in the fall.
I took care of it.
Don't worry, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You do Monday's best day. Probably Tuesday your best day, right? No, you had to do Showtime Wednesday.
No, I think we're doing like Thursday nights.
Well, that's probably perfect for you.
Yep.
That's probably like the one free day you have.
We're doing Rutgers is they're not officially locked
in.
We're not doing anything right now.
I'm not admitting or agreeing anything.
We're doing a Boomer Carton local college tour. Al's coming. Everyone's coming. It's gonna be great. Al's not getting paid.
What? Maybe Al ain't going.
Maybe I'll do his podcast in there. We'll give him $100 for it or something.
I could educate the students on podcasting.
You're going to revolutionize it.
Yeah, but Rutgers will be the first place to Boomer and Carton
revolutionize in it.
We got Rutgers. St. John's will be locked in here in short order. Debating going to Hofstra. See what they bring to the table for us.
I'd like to go to Kane, my alma mater.
You probably should. You should go to Stony Brook for Eddie. You should go to Jersey City State College for me.
Jersey City State College.
Yes, right. New Jersey City University.
That's not even a real college.
It is a real college, and you should go there.
I don't know. They don't even have an auditorium. How are we going to go there?
Yes, they do. They have a very nice campus.
I don't think they have a real auditorium there.
It's actually a very nice
little
campus.
Well, if you want to set that up, I'll give you the parameters of setting it up. Each one of you actually should be the liaison to your respective schools and set it up, and me and Booms will just come in.
I'm in for that.
All right, done. I'll walk you through the parameters of it. It's going to be great. We have entertainment coming with us. It's going to be fantastic.
By parameters, you mean what you guys will get, you know, checks cut.
Why do you always assume it's about
money?
No,
I was just asking. I wanted to set up the parameters.
How about the fact that Boom and I might want to just do it to do it?
To educate students.
We're not educating anybody. Just going to have some fun, man. That's all.
Sure.
When did we do it, Boom? Not Stony Brook. Where did we go? Where's Bob?
Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
How fresh was that?
Fresh. Dope.
It was awesome.
You went up to Sacred Heart on your own dime? Isn't that like an hour away from here?
But we did it for Bobby V. He asked us to do it. We said, Bobby V asked you to do something. You say yes.
Wow.
We went up there. We had a couple drinks.
What are
we
you
had
implying,
a nice time,
Eddie?
And it was all good in the hood. It's Jerry with an update. That's right.
We're brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. Yankees, Red Sox tonight.
Maybe you can bring Ralph Macchio to the Rutgers.
at the stadium, Yankees come in 32-22, Red Sox 31-25. You've got Masahiro Tanaka and Drew Pomerantz. We will have it on the Fan. Here's Brett Gardner, Red Sox, Yanks. Here we go.
It's something that us as players, we get excited for, but I think the fans probably enjoy it more than we do.
A little bit of stress coming with these games, although I don't know that there would be any right now for the Yankees because things have gone very well. First meeting between the two teams at the stadium this year. Tanaka did throw the shutout at Fenway earlier in the year. Mets are in Texas tonight. Mets 24-31, Rangers 26-31. Both teams have disappointed. How about the fact the Rangers are 26-31, and I believe they had a 10 or 11 game winning streak mixed in there. I mean, well, I'm just saying. Otherwise, they've been horrendous.
That's right.
Jacob
DeGrom.
The Mets
are the elixir for all bad teams.
Dylan G is the pitcher today. He's had a couple of relief appearances for Texas. All right.
Dylan G's our best shot. Come on now. Dylan G's our best shot. Dylan G's our best shot. He's going to blow them away.
You sound very young in that.
He was.
He couldn't have been that young. I mean, Dylan G wasn't here in 1985.
Craigie just showed me a picture of himself a year before we started here. You got that picture?
How much thinner?
I'll tweet it out.
Because there's the picture of you guys and Eric Decker's wife, Jesse James Decker.
Jesse James, yeah.
You look like a different person.
How you doing?
I know, I put on 20 pounds.
Right.
I got to start losing.
How you doing?
I get it.
I will tweet this out post-haste.
Let me show the jury of
close. Let me just tweet it real quick.
Post-haste. Nationals, while you do that, the Nationals beat the Dodgers 4-2. Matt Wieters, a two-run single. Jason Worth, a bone contusion. He was put on the 10-day DL.
A bone contusion?
A bone contusion.
That's what Al has.
Al has a deep bone bruise.
But for some reason, it lasts for like a month and a half.
Well, because his is
I mean, you are like in cespitous territory now.
I read 2 to 3 months.
No.
No, it's on my shin, front shin.
That's what you call it.
Boneless.
No, it's actually the problem is it's too much bone.
Okay.
Bone on bone action.
Yeah, I mean, you took a line drive off your ankle.
Bone.
You haven't played softball
all right.
in a month.
We got it, Eddie.
Ridiculous.
Bone. What else? The Nationals beat the Dodgers. Told you the Astros made it 11 straight wins. Mm. They beat the Royals 7-3.
When do you start betting against them? Right? Just from a betting standpoint.
Not when they're playing the Royals.
Well, I mean, I think you play great value at the Royals, right?
I'll tell you this.
I bet
their franchise
Royals like plus 280 now or something like
their
that.
Their franchise record is 12. That's what they're going to try and tie tonight.
I would bet against them every day now. You have to, right, Bohms?
Let me ask you this. Serious betting question.
Lose, I would imagine.
Do
right?
you, because, I mean, I don't know. What if they win 20 in a row? Do you increase the bet every day you lose knowing at some point?
I'm not a baseball bettor. But I would think if you're betting against them, that by proxy, you're taking the underdog, right?
Right, correct.
They're going to be favored
in
every
game.
Right, especially against the Royals. So the way I would do it, I would raise every bet so that as soon as I win one, I get all my money back and I'm up.
Got it.
So in other words, you know, if they're, I mean, I guess I could check. The Royals are going to be like, I think, plus two something for sure, right?
Would a bookie take, let's say...
He got no choice but to take it. That's his job.
Well, he doesn't have to,
has
does
to
he? He can't decline a request?
No.
So if the Astros go on and they're, let's say, they're at 17, and you have increased the bet every day by, for poops and giggles, $100 or $1,000, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, at some point...
You have limits with your bookie.
Well, that's
so
my question.
Words, you can't, let's say, I'm making this up, your limit might be a max bet of $1,000. I'm making it up.
Right.
And when you get to a certain number at
that
the end of the week,
them.
You know, a lot of times, like, if you're up $100, down $100, you don't pay and collect. You have a threshold, a watershed number. So you and your bookie might have a deal where you're like, look, at the end of a week... If the number either way is over $500, we got to pay or collect, right?
Right.
And that's how you do it, because you're not going to just trade money a couple dollars. But you have a cap of how much you're allowed to bet. So you, in theory, if you started betting against Houston a week ago when they had won, you know, six in a row.
Right.
You're at your cap.
That's what I'm saying.
Plus, you've lost every one of those games. You probably got to pay the guy.
Right.
Now, tonight is interesting. The Kansas City Royals are playing them again, and that is in Kansas City. The Astros are minus 132, which is not a big deal, right?
Right.
I would take Kansas City tonight. I don't even know who's pitching.
Right.
Based solely on that number.
Hmm.
That's what I would do.
I don't know. What does that number mean? I don't even know what that means.
I mean, they're not a prohibitive favorite.
That means you have to bet $130 to win $100.
On Houston. Right. Meaning that you would win, I don't know what the flip of that is because I can't do the math right now.
Right.
But, you know, you bet $100, maybe you win $140 or $120, whatever it is.
If Kansas City wins.
Exactly.
You got a kid I've never heard of pitching for
I'm
the
saying
Warriors.
I don't even know who's pitching, but the spread there tells me to take Kansas City.
Who's pitching for the Astros?
For the Astros, it's David Paulino, who I don't know who he is either. But, I mean, the Astro lineup is so damn good. I mean, I know it's not Keuchel or McCullers, but still. This kid pitching for the Royals is Jake Junis. Okay, he's got an ERA just under 3, but I don't know how many starts
well,
he's only got.
He's 1-0.
Right.
I don't know what TRBS means because they invent these things now, but what the hell does that mean? TRBS.
Total runs and bases. I don't know.
I have no idea
Not
what
sure.
that means.
I don't know.
Tribs.
I probably should know. I don't know. Anyway, meantime with the baseball, you had the Phillies beat the Braves 11-4. I bring that to you because Bartolo Colon, another horrific start.
When
Eight
did they
runs.
Cut him?
Well, here's Bryant Snitker.
Maybe 12 million, right?
He wouldn't commit to him starting next time out. And here he was talking about his troubles he had last night.
When he missed, he really paid for it. He missed big.
Now
or fat, I guess you'd say.
He missed.
He is fat. He is fat. So let me ask you this question: if he falters and they cut him,
yeah,
and obviously the Mets can get him for basically
I'd
nothing.
Take him in a heartbeat.
Don't they get him and at least put him in the bullpen?
I mean, how many more guys are the Mets going to take that
get
paid by other people?
I mean, we've seen enough of Neil Ramirez. Can we agree?
Yeah, I agree.
That right?
That was a great move by Sandy Alderson.
Tyler Pill's not ready.
It doesn't. So, although he was okay his first time.
Yeah, but
you're right.
He's not ready, though. I agree with him on that.
I suppose. Their bullpen's a disaster right now.
Why would you bring in a guy who's in the area of 10?
Because he's had success here.
He might
comfort
like it,
level.
He might like it much better
Let me
here.
Ask you. Could it be worse than Ramirez, who's got an ERA of 10?
And I think the Met fan would be happy to have
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying.
And I do think that if they gave him a spot start or something like that. Now, look, I know Lugo and Mats are coming back.
Yes, they
so
will.
I don't necessarily know if there is a spot for him anywhere, but maybe a spot start somewhere, or maybe even in the bullpen.
I just don't know. I wonder if the Lugo-Mats thing is interesting to me because you're right. They come back. If they're healthy, you don't have a need for Colon, but I don't think you can count on either one of those guys.
You can say whatever you want about Sandy Alderson. He did not bring back Bartolo Colon. And
Atlanta gave him 2 years.
Atlanta gave him a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
So you could say whatever you want. That was the right thing for him to do at the time, and it certainly has shown itself that way right now.
Yep. The Giants beat the Brewers 7-2. Predators over the Penguins last night 4-1.
Yes.
I'll give you one clip from Kenny Albert on Westwood One. This is the save that everybody is seeing all over the place online. This was the Pekka Rinne save.
Now an outlet pass for Crosby. Here he comes. Backhand shot. Save. And then a second stop by Rinne. Puck is loose. Diving across is Rinne to make his best save of the series.
Again, Kenny on Westwood One.
Awesome.
It was pretty awesome. Doc, I will agree.
Was awesome last night, too. There was a situation where Rinne made an unbelievable save. The puck starts going down the other way, and the Predators actually have a wraparound goal, but they don't call it a goal because it looks like Matt Murray keeps the puck from going into the net. About 2.5 minutes goes by in the game, maybe a little bit less than that. The game is still going on. It hasn't stopped. They stop the game, and they award the Predators with a goal via replay in Toronto.
That's weird, though.
No, but that's the way it has to be done. And you want to know
why? Why can't you just review it at the moment?
Because the game is happening so fast. The referee says no goal, and to the naked eye, anybody watching
was there a face off off of it?
No. So you're going to see this here. So here's a shot right here. So
now I saw the replay. Right,
so now we're going down, and here,
I'm watching it.
Well, this is not the play right here, but that's one of Rinne's saves right there.
I saw the play where it trickled and it went over the line, but maybe by an inch or so. But why not just review it?
So Matt Murray, because the referee on the ice says no goal, and the play is still
continues.
Going. And there was no stoppage of play. The play just continued and continued.
For 2.5 minutes?
About that time. I'm thinking
whatever,
that's what
I got
it was.
All right.
And they stop. They blow the whistle. They blow the horn.
And they go, goal.
And they stop it, and they say, "Yes, we have a goal. We have a good goal." And that's the right thing to do. I mean,
well, it's right in that they got the call right, but it's Fugazi in the manner in which they go by doing it. But I agree, you want to get the call right, but you just played. Now, what are they? So
now the interesting thing is, I think they were saying last night if they would have won 5, 6, 7 minutes,
yeah.
Sometimes that does happen.
Yeah.
They would have had to brought it all the way. Here it is, right here. Watch this. See,
yeah,
right
I saw that. All right.
So no goal, but. When you look at it in slow motion, you see that it is a goal.
Yeah, it's a goal. It's a clear goal. I mean, there's no debating it. It's a goal.
Right.
So they got the call right, is my point.
They got the call right, but the referee on the ice couldn't see that. It happened so fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear you saying, like, if the play hasn't stopped, you're not going to stop it for that because it might give one team an advantage over another, right?
Right, because now all of a sudden the Penguins
zone.
Are going back the other way.
I don't know. It just seems like you're waiting 3 minutes to get a call right. It seems a little odd. I mean,
it doesn't happen
it's
often.
It's game time.
But it doesn't happen often. But could you imagine if they didn't give Nashville the goal and Nashville ended up losing 2-1?
They'd
be
pissed, I would think.
Yeah, so that's why they did the right thing. And that's exactly the way it should be done.
Series tied 2-2 now, Game 5 Thursday night in Pittsburgh. You mentioned this before, Charles Barkley on NBC with, I think it was Liam McHugh and Mike Milbury. And they were showing, he's apparently very good friends with Jeremy Roenick. So they were showing clips of how crazy Roenick is. When he's on the golf course, he will literally go diving at alligators, like right by the water, like a moron. And he will jump in ponds for fish and stuff like that. Barkley's take on that. He would like the alligator to win one time.
I'm one of those people. I want to see the alligator eat his ass one time. Wait, listen.
I don't think that would go well for him, though.
No, but I think Charles was a little buzzed up yesterday.
I have a problem with this whole thing.
What's that?
Why is that?
And I love Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Why do you have a problem with it?
It's pathetic that the NHL, I also feel the same way about the NFL when they do it, when they have to bring Charles Barkley in to a broadcast booth.
Apparently, I guess
And I think Barkley's great. I love him. He's entertaining. I understand why they do it. But if you have to bring in an NBA veteran to the NHL booth during the Stanley Cup Finals, that's pathetic.
They just brought him on in between half
I don't like what the NFL does either, by the way, so I'm not picking on the NHL.
We had him on the NFL today a couple times.
I think it's stupid.
You know, listen, he does college basketball, too, and he doesn't really watch college basketball.
Right, but that's at least basketball.
But he's entertaining, and he'll say anything. And
I agree.
That's the point.
But I think if you're doing football, you're doing hockey.
And honestly, he took a shot at the NBA.
Yes, here he was talking about how the hockey's been better.
I'm just glad to be here because the NBA playoffs have not been great, but the Stanley Cup playoffs have been amazing.
What's the matter with you talking about the NBA plays? Don't they get a paycheck for talking about that in a nice way?
Well, first of all, they can't fire me.
They can't?
No, because they got to pay me.
It's true.
It's just...
It's true.
I never understand it. I mean, I get it. He's entertaining. He's Charles Barkley. And I'm a big fan. But this is your Stanley Cup Finals. You don't need Charles Barkley there. NFL Today doesn't need him either. Like, you only have an hour.
Let's go to Charles Barkley and do what? Well, he's a funny guy, and he'll say anything, and he gets away with everything, so...
Right, so
I don't know what to tell you. I like him. I think he's.
I do too.
And anything that actually promotes the sport of hockey, I'm down with, man. So I've been trying to do this for 10 years around here.
Yeah, but he's not promoting the sport of hockey.
Yes, he is. He actually said it on TNT as well.
In any event, that's just my take.
He said it on TNT as well.
I know you're very sensitive to it. I apologize if I'm bringing up a sore subject for you.
Sore what?
Well, I'm just saying you seem a little, sore about it.
I'm not sore about anything.
He's just defending his stance because you're attacking
right about what I'm saying.
You're attacking.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Why are you bringing a former basketball player Stanley Cup Finals broadcast?
Why do we have to have a concert in between halftime of the Super Bowl?
Right, exactly.
Shouldn't the game be in and of itself?
By the way, because there's a halftime, and there's always halftime entertainment.
Well, this is an intermission, and he provided the entertainment.
It's entertainment.
It's supposed to be breaking down the game for you hockey nuts.
And they did.
Let's go to Charles Barkley.
They do.
I want to watch an alligator eat Jeremy Roenick. Well, thank God you're here.
Well, that's kind of funny. If you watch these guys all year round, it's kind of funny to put him in there.
So, I don't worry about stupid things. I'm just saying it always made no sense to me. Like in the NFL today, you guys, there's 9 of you guys, and you don't have a lot of time to speak anyway. Let's bring another person in. Oh, hey, Lily Aldridge, what do you think about the Titans? Stupid.
Well, you want in on it. No, you want to come on? Oh, I got a spot for me. Let me do this. I want to do this.
With the NFL today is...
Oh, here we go.
And I've said about all the shows. You know how I feel about it. Take off the jacket and ties. It's stupid. And let's do a show that's a little bit more representative of what the fans want. Food, fantasy, and gambling.
Okay.
Home run.
All right. Great. You got all the answers, man.
Well, I'm not saying I could ever make that happen, but I'm just saying that's what I would want to watch. Mm-hmm. And you can be a part of it.
It's kind of interesting. You know, the NHL asked me to do an animated series for the Stanley Cup in memories of some of the guys.
Yeah.
And it was great. But I'm a football person, but who loves the sport of hockey? So you're telling me that I shouldn't be doing stuff like that?
No, I'm saying that it's pathetic that they need you.
So when I go on NHL Network and they ask me, you know, what my thoughts are about the Stanley Cup Finals, because I am a fan of the league and fan of the players who play in the league, shouldn't I give my opinion?
Yeah, if they asked you to, of course.
And they did.
But they shouldn't bring you into the Stanley Cup Final broadcast and get your opinion.
Well, they would if the Rangers probably were in it.
Oh, and if it was on CBS, I get it.
They probably would. Yeah. I have no problem with any of that. That's the thing. I mean, so what? The more people who love the different sports, who cares? We have a lot of guys coming on the NFL today and who are NFL fans, and we've had sitcom people on there. We've had you on there. We've had supermodels on there. We've had Charles Barkley on there. We've had a lot of people over the years.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. That's just to me. Like, having me on live from
atoms.
A football game makes sense.
Oh, I see.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't have to be me, but that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little taste of what it's like in the parking lot with real people. Makes sense.
We know what it's like in the parking lot with real people.
That's right.
We know what it's
like. Hey, we're spanking pigs today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.